Today's daf is daf Nun Chet, and we're holding at the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beit in Bava Metzia, fourth perek, perek HaZahav, on one line up from the bottom of the page. Shomer Chinam, Eino Nishba. So the next thing that we had in the Mishnah was that on the four categories that we've been discussing consistently, which are Karkaot and Avadim and Shtarot and Hekdeshot, those four categories, besides the fact that there's no Ona and so on, also there's no din of Shomer. So that a Shomer Chinam isn't Nishba, and as we get into the details later, a Shomer Socher is not Mishalim. So let's say there's a Gneva, the Aveda, that normally a Shomer Chinam would be Potter on, by Shvua. There's no din v'chlal of the Chiyavim of Shomer. He doesn't even have to take a Shvua. Raminu asks the Gemara from the Mishnah about B'nai Ha'ir. It says that B'nai Ha'ir sh'sholchu et shiklehem. You have now a city that collects the Machatzit HaShekel that's supposed to go to the Trumat HaLishkah for the Korbanot HaTzibur. And they send the shkolim with a Brinks truck. And on the way, it's nignavu o sha'avdu. So now the question is like this. Im mishenitruma ha'truma. If at the time that this issue comes to court, and the shkolim are missing, the truma has already been taken in the Beit HaMikdash, so then nishba'in legizbarim. Then the issue between the driver of the truck and the Baalim, in this case, is the Baalim becomes the Gizbar of Hegdash. Because as we'll see, once the Lishka was already Tarum, the owners who sent the Shkalim have no more responsibility. Because when they take off the Shkalim, they say the Farish that we're taking off these Shkalim for any Shkalim that have been lost or that are intended to be brought later. In which case, as far as the city is concerned, the Shkalim have already arrived, because they were taken in the Trumat HaLishka on that day. So who's the one now that wants to get their money out of the Brinks company? Is Dafka the Gizbar. V'im lav. Of course, here's our problem right here. I mean, I thought we said we don't swear about Kodesh. V'im lav. If they find out before the Trumat HaLishka, so then in Achinami, they're not going to be Terem other than on conditionally upon they're going to send other ones in their place. So then it becomes the problem of the Menei Ha'ir. So that means that the Tfiyat Brinks is from B'nai Ha'ir. So they have to be Nishboi L'B'nai Ha'ir. And then B'nai Ha'ir Shoklin Acherim Tachtehem. Then they'll have to replace the Shkalim, and either they'll get it back from Brinks or not, depending if they can take a Shvua. Nimtzu Oshir Zirum Haganavim. In the event that they were lost and were found, or the Ganavim, having discovered that they were the Shkalim, had second thoughts and gave them back. So then the din is Elu V'Elu Shkalimim. Once they're Kodesh, and that means that now Hegdash gets double. Okay. You'd think that you could at least apply that to your next year's taxes. Ain Olim Lam V'Shana Haba, sorry. But you're going to have to pay again next year. Anyway, we got a serious problem over here. How could you be nishba for gizborim if the Mishnah says beferush and on a hegdash a shomer chinam isn't nishba? Says the Gemara, well, what we're talking about over here is not a shomer chinam. Actually, we're talking about a shomer sachar, and there is no payment because, as you said, the shomer sachar. Obviously, you couldn't be nishba to pater himself a gneiva avedim with bichayim a gneiva avedim, as we're going to point out. And the only thing is that he's going to lose the money that we were going to pay him. Because, I mean, we were paying him in order that he be a shomer, that things don't happen to him. He's not going to do his job, so then we're certainly not going to get paid. And that's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about an osei sachar, and the only reason that he's nishba is lito sacharan. So we say to him, look, you were paid to do a job that you didn't do, and he swears that he did the job. So then, and the Gizbarim don't pay for transportation. It's the B'nai Ha'ir that pay for the transportation. So then all along, it should be swearing to the B'nai Ha'ir. Amar Rabbah, it means Nishbein B'nai Ha'ir b'ma'amara Gizbarim. It's true that the swearing in terms of the money, that they're not going to be taking the money that was owed them for doing their job unless they swear, that is in terms of the B'nai Ha'ir. But we want the Gizbarim to be present, so that if it's done by Ma'amada Gizbarim from Hekdesh, ki heichi delo nakshedinu. We know that the Gizbarim have in their hearts some serious doubts about how trustworthy these Brink trucks are when the Shkolim have a tendency to disappear. So because of that, we want the Gizbarim to at least see that they're willing to swear that they did their best that this wouldn't happen. But that's just a question of morality. We feel that it's correct that they should be able to use their shvua once they're making a shvua to impress the Gizbarim too. V'inami, or even worse, poshim. We don't want them walking around and saying, oh, those rotten got nothing from. So at least like this, they see, they swore. Okay. I don't understand. You're saying it's talking about a Shomer Sochar, and they're going to swear that they did their job. They didn't do their job. They're going to swear that it was Nignavo Avad. But they're being paid in order to prevent it from being Nignavo Avad. So why in the world would they get paid? Shomer Sochar, because Avad Chayiv. Isn't the whole point that the Shomer Sochar is actually normally is Chayiv on Gneva Aveda? So over here, so at least, it's true, we're talking about Hekdesh, so therefore they don't have to pay. But we're certainly not going to pay them. Agrayo Mio leaves it. But what are they swearing about? I don't understand what's going on over here. But certainly they're not going to get paid because they swear that they didn't do their job properly, right? So they're going to swear in the name of Aveda. Amar Rabba, and here is that famous Rabba that we've had so many times before, referring to this. When it says Nignavu, it doesn't mean that it was stolen by burglars. It means that they were held up. After all, part of the brings are up. Absolutely. So it would have to be the list in Mizuyan and Avdu Shetavas Vinatobiyan. That actually what happened over here is that it wasn't that it was lost. The ship was lost. That seems very romantic. You see the stagecoach and they're chasing the stagecoach. The ship is gurgling down. But it's, this is a serious issue. So that they're swearing there's nothing we could have done. And therefore, yeah, you should pay us. We did our best. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not even a problem. He makes such a big deal. What's the problem over here? Maybe it's going a little bit to Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Shimon Shita's davar gorem lamamon is kemamon dam. So since over here the Bnei Ha'ir are going to have to replace the shkalim, so then it becomes mamon hediot, not mamon gavoah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you would swear it. Yomar kachim shechayav ba'achrayutan. Now, what do you mean? It doesn't work out, Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah over there said that there were two statuses, right? You're right that if, in fact, it comes to court before the truma was taken, so then they have to replace it, so then indeed it becomes the Mamon Hediot because it's a Dovra Gorm Lamamon Alib to Rabbi Shimon. What are you going to do about the part Mishnitruma Truma? So at that point, it's Kachib She'en Ochayav Bachrayutan. So how are they taking a Shvuan? The Tanya Tormim. We will take off Truma on Avud, which are the Shkalim that went now astray on the way, or that the ship sunk. V'ala Gavui, and anything that has been collected and not yet delivered, or for that matter, even if it's Atidli Gavod, and the intent is, as Tosus, that you're going to pay, so even though it hasn't arrived yet, we will, in advance, give you a Chelik in the Korbanot HaTzibur, we'll say we're also taking this off for all the kind souls that, unfortunately, the Shkalim haven't arrived yet, but our intent is to share with them as well. And if that's the case, then we have over here a big problem because we are swearing even now. I'll leave it over. Shimon doesn't help us on Hegnesh. Elo Amar Rabbi Elazar. You know what? The whole thing really is irrelevant. What we're talking about over here is a Durabona, not a Yoraita. You're right. Yoraita, you don't swear to Hegnesh. However, forget about the whole thing with Shomer Sochar. It's a case of Shomer Chinam, it's Kipshutai, Gzeila, Gneva, Vaveda, your potter. Why do you swear? How are people going to react to the fact that they don't have to take a shul when it comes to kosher? Be mizalzel. It's not so important. It's basically, it's public funds. Public funds are endless, so who cares? Exactly. No, there's always more money where that comes from. Exactly. So, Mamel, in order to avoid the zilzel and hegdash, it's going to be the unavoidable consequence of not having to take a shvua, the Rabbanu were metaken a shvua, and therefore this has nothing to do with the Mishnah, where of course we were referring Mikra din to the Diorite. Nosei Sachar, and the last din was that a Nosei Sachar is not Mishalim. Ramila Rav Yosef Bar Chama la Rabba. Here our Mishnah says, Nosei Sachar eino Mishalim. What do you do with the following, Veramini, Hasocher et Hapoel, Lishmor et Hapara. Now, there are two ways of approaching this. One approach, which almost everyone learns, is that this is a reference to the Para Aduma, and we're talking about over here a Gizbar, who appoints and takes a Shomer and pays him. So just Shomer Socher to make sure that there's no oil that's ever put on the Para or anything that might pass on the Para. Or Lishmor Tatinok, it's not talking about a babysitter, it's talking about the Tinokot for the Para that were raised in special tumor-protected areas, they're drug-free zones, and that way we can use these Tinokot for the Para. Well, somebody's got to make sure that they never wander off into the dangerous lands beyond where there are drugs. So over there, we also are paying them the Tzorech, the Para. Lishmoret Hazra'im, or we're paying all these people being paid out of Hagdashir's money. And here it's talking about Lishmoret Hazra'im, either because we plant specially for the Omer that's going to be brought 70 days before, so be ready, fresh now, and this will be the first things that we're going to bring from, or it's a reference to protection of Zra'im during Shnat HaShemitah, because if we don't have people that are going to watch them, where are we going to bring the Omer from? By the time we're going to get to bring the Omer, which we do the Ketura right then, everybody's already been in the field, they're going to do the Ketura, and assume that Bezin will take care of it from somewhere else. Tosfos says, but wait, if that's the case, then you're not allowed to use those Zra'im for the Omer. Because since you can only bring to the Mizbeach something that's kosher for a regular person, Mimashke Yisrael, as we learn out from Yechezkel, so then if you hold that Shamur on Shemitah is usher for you to eat as Ediot, so then it would be usher to bring on the Mizbeach for the Omer. So how this doesn't make any sense? Says Tosafot, when it says Shomrim, it doesn't mean that they shoo people away. It means that they inform them that Hegdish would like to bring the Omer from this. And knowing that, people shy away themselves. But Enochinam is that Shamur. It's an for your information. So for your information. It's not called Shmirah. So since when these people are hired by the day, they're not paid for work on Shabbat. Sechar Shabbat, you don't take. So since Enot Nimlo Sechar Shabbat, Lefikach Enachrayut Shabbat Alav. So therefore, he's not being paid for taking responsibility, so he doesn't have to take responsibility on Shabbat. By the way, as I mentioned, not all agree with this whole approach. Some learn it's nothing to do when it talks about, you know, it's talking about babysitting. When it's talking about the parat, it's talking about your barn. So what in the world does this have to do with the sugya? Stop being so prejudiced. Who said we're talking about Agdash? We're talking about Karkaot. It says that Zra'im. Zra'im are planted. It says the Rabbeinu Chanano learns. We're not referring to the last of the four categories. We're referring to the Karkaot. But I mean, it's the same question. Okay, but in any event, what's important to us over here is that if you're Sakir Kodesh, Sakir Shana, Sakir Shavua, and over there you're Notanim Lo Sechar Shabbat, because Bahavla'av, you're being paid by the year, or you're being paid by the 7 years, you're being paid by the month or the week, so in all of these cases you are getting Sechar Shabbat. And Lefichach, Achrayut Shabbat Alav. So what do you mean, Achrayut Shabbat Alav? I mean, obviously to pay. You're a Shomer Sachar. You have to pay for Gneva Vaveda, but the Mishnah says you don't pay for Hegdish, or alternatively, you don't pay for Karka. So this doesn't make any sense. It's the same thing we said before. It's not paying for the Gneva Vaveda. It's Lavsit Scharo. It's to lose what we owe you. That's the point, says the Gemara. How can that be the point? I mean, we said in the Reisha, since you don't get paid for Shabbos, therefore you're not Achra'i for Shabbos. So, well, I mean, you're not getting paid, so then you're not Achra'i. If the Achra'iut means to get paid, then it's a little bit of a silly statement, isn't it? So, you're saying, Iharchi Reisha Diktani, Ein Achra'iut Shabbat Alav, what does that mean? Ein Achra'iut Shabbat Alav in terms of being Mavsit Scharo? What's Scharo? The whole point is that he's not getting paid. So how can you say he has the Achra'iut? He doesn't have the Achra'iut, and therefore he'll get paid anyway when he doesn't get paid. That is a bit of a problem. So maybe you have a pshat, says Rav Yosef. I'll tell you, I did hear a pshat. Hachi Omer of Sheshet, b'shekanu miado. You can be mitchayev to pay, despite the fact that you're not included in the Dinei HaShomrim. It is possible to make a kinyan, which is outside of the Torah-defined relationship of Dinei HaShomrim, like any other Tanai Mamon. I mean, there's no reason why you can't make a condition with Hagdish or on Karaka and so on and so on. It's up to you. So it's talking about over here that he created a artificial sense of being a Shomer Sechar. We made a kinyan with him. It accepts upon himself responsibilities of payment. So it does mean Achrayut. And it's telling us that, okay, but that Achrayut is only in exchange for being paid to take Achrayut. If on Shabbos you're not getting paid, so then indeed you don't take Achrayut. That's all it's saying. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishikanu miyado. That indeed this Mishnah is not the real din of Shomer Sechar. It's a din in which he made himself a equivalent. So it's a simulation of being a Shomer Sechar, which you create on your own. But it isn't really a diorite, a Shomer Sechar. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kotchim Shechayav Bachrayutan. Since Rabbi Shimon Shita is, Dover Garm Lamaman, anything that you're going to ultimately be responsible for is considered to be yours on some level. So we have to distinguish between Kachim Shechayav Bachrayutan. We're there, Yesh Le'am Ona'a, because there is involvement of your money in this. Now, the question over here also would apply to the din of whether you would be chayev in the event of making a shvuah. That's one of the issues. Are you going to be paying the chomesh in a case where you were nishba l'sheker and you were meida? So on these four things, you don't. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you would. So Toni Tanaka made the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. So there was a Tana who was repeating. He was, remember, the Tana. Part of the meaning of Tana is a computer program. It's a repository of Braytot, and he says over his Braytot, and then they examine them in the Beit HaMidrash and decide which things are meaningful, what they mean, and so on. So he was saying in front of Yitzchak bar Abba, a Braytot that went as follows. Kotshim shechayav ba'achrayutan, this of course was Rabbi Shimon Shita, your chayav, shani kore behem ba'ashem v'kichesh. In the parsha of hakhashat mamon, kirat mamon and hoda'a, we have what appears to be a little bit of a contradiction. Because first it says, nefesh ki techeta u'mo'ala ma'al ba'ashem v'kichesh ba'amito. So, I mean, is it ma'al ba'ashem or is it v'kichesh ba'amito? And you could also read that, u'mo'ala ma'al ba'ashem v'kichesh. Ba'ashem v'kichesh, v'kichesh ba'amito. Now, obviously, what this ultimately means is, according to the way Rabbi Shimon is understanding it, is that you can have something that has two levels of identity. It is a hakhashah ba'ashem because it's kachim, but it's also ba'amito because he's chayav ba'achrayut. So that would work out nicely. The problem is that the way that the Tana said it was ridiculous. Because what he said is, and the reason that in that case you'd be chayav in the chomesh and the korban and so on, is because that's included in ba'ashem v'kichesh. Which of course is the exact opposite. It's because it's included in v'kichesh ba'amito. That it's considered to be still amito. And then he went ahead and said something equally ridiculous. V'she'eino chayav ba'achrayutan, in a case where you don't have a dover agor mamama, and therefore it is entirely not a hedyot, it's entirely agdash, there you're potter because of the fact that I can read into it ba'amito v'kichesh, which is crazy. I mean, it's just the opposite, because it's not ba'amito v'kichesh. Amarle, so Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba said to me, hey, hold on a minute. Klumpy, Liah, where the heck are you going over? You got everything backwards. So he said, I mean, if anything, Yipkom is stop, it's just the opposite, right? I mean, what we're saying over here is that where you're not chayev ba'achrayuto is because it's not v'kichesh ba'amito, it's only ma'ala ma'al ba'ashem, and you need to have v'kichesh ba'amito. If you want to say that you're chayev even if it is la'ashem, so then what you should have said is that since ani korebehem ba'amito, because there's at least the davar garb la'moment component, so therefore you're chayev. So you're going off in opposite directions. Omar Leis, so the Tana said to him, so should I just cancel this and cut it? Delete it? Or is there something to do? So Asamye, I mean, once I press delete, we ain't going to get it back. Omar Leis, no, I'll explain it to you, but you better say it with the right intonation. Pachikoma, kochim shechayav b'achrayutan, you're chayev because it can be included in the fact that it also adds to v'kichesh ba'amito, ba'ashem v'kichesh. That's the point. So there are cases where it would be still La Hashem, and nonetheless be a kichesh ba'amito. But she eino chayav ba'achrayot on your potter, because it cannot be included in ba'amito v'kichesh. So in other words, what you need to point out over here is that I am quoting the relevant central point. Now you have to decide whether it's inclusive or exclusive. But these are the words that make the difference. It's because it says ba'ashem v'kichesh that I'm able to be mukhuyav on kachim, as long as it's chayav ba'achrayotan, and indeed is part of a kikesh ba'amito, because it's got that element. But if there's no element of a kikesh ba'amito, so I'm not chayav ba'achrayotan, then the relevant term is v'kichesh ba'amito, which tells you that you will not be chayav on the nishpa l'sheker, you see. So the way you were saying it, you made it sound like, since it says this, and therefore that comes... No. That's not the point. It's, well, the way you should say it, the tone is, note, la'ashem v'kichesh. Note the kichesh ba'amito, which of course tells you not here. All right, so it's a meaningful brayta, but you said it with the wrong intonation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afa mocher sefer Torah margalit ubeima in lemona. This very random kind of grouping in which Rabbi Yehuda says that actually there's another group, Sefer Torah, pearls, and animal. There's no ona ana. What's the meaning of that? Tani, Rabbi Yudah Omer, afa mocher Sefer Torah ein la ona ana. Because how can you set a price for something that's priceless? So, lefi she'en keitz l'damer. I mean, you're talking about a unique creation. It's something that people view as priceless. What's a chance to talk about it's ona'ah? I can get another safer for less. I mean, that's not this safer, and people are ready to pay anything for the safer that they want. The same thing is true about a beiman and margalit. The reason that ein lehem ona'ah is because oftentimes you need something specific. Why do you need something specific? Because Adam rotzeh. You are a jeweler. Or, even worse, you're a woman who's lost a pearl out of her pearl bracelet. You need to match exactly the color pearl, size pearl, and so on. You're telling me you're not willing to pay a 50% premium to get exactly the pearl that you want. You can't measure it in terms of pearls in general. What am I supposed to know? I'm a seller. You come to me, you pick out this pearl, you say, I need this pearl. You need this pearl? Pay me 50%. They're trying to say that that's called ona ana. The same thing is true of an animal. You cannot team up different animals. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to put a radio animal together with a steel radio? I mean, you know what's going to happen. A disaster, blowout. So, same thing is going to happen over here. One animal is going to pull in one way, the other animal is going to both mess it up for the other one. So you need to match exactly what you want. So if that's the case, you'll pay a premium. It's not shayach to say that these are generic items. They're not generic items. Say the chachamim. I don't understand. And if you walk into a furniture store and you want a Louis 15th, I mean, you can say that about anything. If somebody wants something that matches, just say she goes in for a pair of shoes. It's exactly the pair of shoes that I need. No, so she's going to pay a premium on a pair of shoes. I mean, this argument is about anything. So certainly you can't take that into consideration on you've spotted a sucker because they need it. So maybe you have a right to take more money. Whoever heard of such logic? So aloha kol adam rotzeh lezavgan. Tell me what thing exists in a vacuum. Is that a piece of clothing that exists in a vacuum? A piece of furniture that exists in a vacuum? So he said back to them, that's true. But people aren't, they don't have that sense of desperation. I've got to get an exact match. You know, if you bump into something that matches, so does, exactly the shoes I was looking for. Then I should have looked for it another year. But over here, I mean, this is something that you look for. It's choshev, you want, and you're going out to pay more. So since hani chashivele, you're going to be paying more, and there's no hani lo chashivele. Viat kama. Well, you're talking about it, there's got to be some limit, isn't there? Omer Ambeima, Akadei the man, look, a guy will pay double even. You're right, I mean, there's a limit to how far I'm willing to go, but I would pay double for, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for a perfect match.
More than double,
I agree, that would be ona'ah. It's not like the other things where maybe there's no. Of course, I mean, we said the same thing's true by Karka. 50%, that's bitum mekach, that's not ona'ah. So he's really giving us the shear of at what point is it considered to be a mekach ta'ut. Tan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Omer, af hamocher sus. Somebody is selling a sus or a sayaf. He's got a special sword for warfare. Or he's selling a chatitum. He's selling a special kind of shield. Bemil chama. So, I mean, right now this guy is ready to pay anything for the right kind of gun. I mean, whatever's happened to his weapon, he's, whatever you charge me, I pay. Elem ona'am, b'teshesh ben b'chayei nefesh. I mean, can you imagine a guy from Hamas not to have a kosher AK-4? I mean, that's terrible. So you pay whatever you need? My bar mitzvah kid's not going to have a proper...
My kingdom for
a horse. Oh, exactly. Beautiful. My kingdom for a horse.
Not
That's irrelevant. There is a completely different, appears to be an unrelated issue, in which the interrelationship between people where you feel that cheated by how somebody has been treating you or taking money and taking advantage of you, there's such a thing as taking advantage, odd, because it seems to be different cases where not taking advantage. The pashtus is ona'a b'dvarim is hurting somebody's feeling. Why that would be called ona'am, that's not called cheating, is it?
Misleading?
No. Without misleading, even just calling a name. So causing pain in interactions, it's included in ona'a, and it's not only in financial interactions, so that lo yomar lo, become a chefetzeh. You walk into a store and you start asking questions, how much does this cost, how much that, you have no intent of buying. So then you're taking advantage of someone in terms of the interaction. Im haya ba'al teshuvah, lo yomar lo zechor ma'asecha rishonim. This is interesting. You're taking advantage of his vulnerability. So he's vulnerable in terms of his original ma'asim before doing teshuva. So now you take advantage of that vulnerability.
Is this within business here now?
No, not in business. Taking advantage of people, shalokadeh. So that means you can take advantage monetarily. He doesn't know how much he's supposed to pay. Just take advantage of the poor guy. There's a sucker born every minute. There's a person who's vulnerable in terms of his ma'asim. Use that to hurt him. He's a ger. Use that to hurt him. Imu ben gerim. Lo yomar, he's not even a ger himself. You could start, so you think, okay, I mean, no, but he's vulnerable in the sense of feeling that people look down and it becomes, he comes from a family of gerim. And we see that that is a relationship to the idea of ona'ah, it says b'feresh in the Torah. The ger lo toneh. So that means that we have a completely different view of what ona'ah means. We thought ona'ah is a subsection of geneva. It turns out that actually ona'ah is not really related to geneva. And this is a very fundamental mishnah. Remember that there were two different issues. Ona'ah we saw as a tremendous kiddush in the Torah. It's not bitul mekach. So it's not considered to be a mekach ta'ut. Even those things in which there is no ona'ah, there is bitul mekach. So then what is it? And here we've been talking all along, well, there are things in which it's never viewed as ona'ah. Well, what is that? It's like some arbitrary issue. All of a sudden comes along the Mishnah to introduce a completely new component of ona'ah, which suddenly tells us, now wait a minute, don't confuse bitul mekach with ona'ah. That we already understood, although we didn't understand quite why. I mean, it's precisely the sixth. I mean, because the point is, there's one area where you're unprotected. You are unprotected on the border of fraud and business. That's where you're unprotected. When it comes to fraud, there's always protection. Somebody defrauds you, go to court, get your money back. No problem. Where it comes to mechila, I mean, that's not taking advantage of you. That's variation. Could happen to anybody. You don't have to be an expert. If you wanted to spend more time on the internet, gotten less, you would have, okay, but you figure, okay, that's the spread. Mechila, no problem. But there is a borderline situation in which it's particular because you were vulnerable, taken advantage of. Like that old story with the Tagarei Lud. That now we begin to see the insight into what was meant with the Tagarei Lud. It's not just that they're good businessmen. They are precise. They know exactly how much they can get away with. It's amazing. That's mamish like the Arabs. You know what you can get away with. So you don't go over that, because then you know that there's always going to be recourse. That's why the thing that bothered them the most with Rabbi Tarfon was recourse. Kill them. No, forget it. Recourse is the one thing we don't want. If you're going to give us the whole day for them to have recourse to the courts, we're not interested. Because that's the whole vision. So therefore, comes along the Mishnah to clarify, what you're doing in ona'ah is always using someone else's vulnerability. And therefore, that goes also on anything that can hurt a person. So, Tanur Rabbanan, lo tonu ish et amito, is referring to ona'at divarim. It's not referring to money at all. Akatu medaber. No, you say so, Mr. Moralist. Ata omer ba'ona divarim. I mean, how do you know? Maybe ona'at indeed has to do specifically with the element of mammon. Lo eno ela be'ona'at mammon. No, because, look, there's just two psukim before. It says, v'chitimkru memkar la'amitecho, konomi adamitecho. What is that referring to? Memkar, kinyan. That's ona'at mamon. Okay, now that sugya is completed. Ona'at mamon, amur. Now why do we go on to say, in general, lo tonu ish et amito. Clearly that's talking about ona'at dvarim. Now ona'at dvarim must be a reference to the concept of ona'at. It can't just mean, don't hit another guy. I mean, that's not the point. So therefore, I say, HaKetzad, what would be ona'at dvarim? Im haya ba'al teshuva. Al yomar lo zechor ma'asecha rishonim. He's a ben gerim. Al yomar lo zechor ma'asecha avotecha. He's a ger. He's coming to learn Torah. Al yomar, oh boy, you can get him good. Pesha chal nevelot v'trefot shkatzim v'rimashim. Bar l'lmot Torah sh'nemra v'pi agvul. It's like, squat. So you know, that's knowing exactly what buttons to push. Okay. So you're taking advantage of exactly the issue that gets him. Okay, what's happened? The guy is nebach, he's ill, or he's losing money, or chalaim ba'inalav, he's ill, or shayim akaver b'navachas v'sholom, he's losing his children. So you know what's going through his head. Guilty, 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 guilty. So what do you tell him? Guilty, guilty, guilty. Exactly. So ayomalo kedar shamrlo chavirav le'iyov. Don't tell him what Eov's dear friends told Eov. Halo yiratcha After all, they told him, your yira is kislatecha, tikvatecha, v'tondrachecha. This was sarcastic, is the simple way of reading the pasuk. Kislatecha is a lashon of ksil. So, yes, 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 you idiot, with all your so-called yirat shamayim, which is now exposed as a fraud, all of your great hopes for the Lord, all of your tondrachecha, now it's all exposed. You were fooling yourself. That's the simple meaning. Tosfos Tain is that we find the lashon of kesel as the sense of bitachon. Samti zahav kisli, or the same lashon was said to Avram Avinu. It's not a lashon of sichlut, it's a lashon of bitachon. So therefore, it means you should have been able to be boteach based on your yira, if it was really true.
But part of the body that's blood also protective? I need to...
Protective?
Does it cover?
No. I don't think that it's an Indian of protective. I think it's a sense of security.
You
feel secure about it. Zechorna mihu naki avad. Remember, can you bring me an example of a good man who was destroyed? Oh, so that's exactly what he's thinking about himself. Imayu chamorim bevakshim tvua mimenu. Here's people, they need fuel. A guy stops you and says, where's the nearest gas station? So you point him to the local grocery store. So, well, there's a store down the road. That's great. Lo yomalam, lechetz aponi, shumachet for, yodea bo shalomachal liolam. So what are you going to do now? This guy needs something, so you're going to... Yeah, I got something to say to you. You send him in the wrong direction.
For any purpose, or just...
Why? Well, there's different approaches over here. Either that he should take advantage of his needs to get him to buy other things. Right. Or that this is actually a way of getting the store man. This is a guy that, like, why don't you? Here, I'll send you another customer. you're using the storekeeper's vulnerable. That's how some people learn. I think it's a little bit connected to the Pashtas. You should not pretend to be interested. This guy is desperate to sell. Sitting at his store. What do you do? Ah, you want to have a discussion. How much does this cost? You're taking advantage of it. This guy would never spend 2 minutes talking to you about it. And now you're going to be taking advantage of that. And what? For what? And you know how well this point, this figures. Because the end of the pasuk, which talks about lotonu ishet amito, is v'yoreta me'alokecha k'enei Hashem lokecha. Why does it talk about v'yoreta me'alokecha? Because anything that isn't defined objectively, but has to do with what you're thinking, you need now to come on to, you may be able to deny it to your friend, but God knows. So v'yoreta me'alokecha, no, I had intention of buying, I was going to come back. Maybe that's what you're saying to yourself. But v'yoreta me'alokecha. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Gadol ona'at devarim mi ona'ot mamon. The truth of, I didn't figure out. Shari adavar masur lalev, kol davar masur lalev, anything which is up to your intent. Ne'amar bo v'yoreta me'alokecha.
Would it make a difference if you say, I don't want to buy it, but I want to buy it.
You're not taking advantage. Then you're just striking up a conversation. You know, I don't have any money, but gosh, what do you charge for this kind of thing? Then it's time to frame the conversation. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Gadol ona'at devarim mi ona'at mamon. It's clear that the Torah takes more seriously ona'at devarim from ona'at mamon. You're used to thinking about the actual quantifiables. Those are what's important. The non-quantifiable is sort of a moral issue. No, actually, it's the other way around. In this one, Bona'at Dvarim, it says, V'yoreitam elokecha. Whereas when it comes to Momon, it doesn't say anything about V'yoreitam elokecha. Rabbi Elazar Omer, well, I mean, isn't it obvious? Zeba Gufo, V'zeba Momon, no. I mean, anything that is a pigiya directly on your psyche, on your body, I mean, that's always more important than extensions that are lost in terms of money. Rib Shmuel Bar Nachmini Omer, look, you can look at it another way. When it comes to money, you can always give it back. There's no way to give back what it is that you took from a person in ona advarim. You took advantage of a person in something that he can be embarrassed by. So kol amalbin pnei chaveru berabim ki ilo shofech damim. That's murder. You know what? It's actually, we see an element of murder of shvichut damim. Because what happens is that the person flushes and then goes white. As if to say, you've spilled his blood. So the blood, it's just like a blood would come to the wound and gush out of the body. The same thing happens over here. So figuratively, he goes through a small death in exactly the same way. It's expressed actually in his blood flow. Because we see, the azil sumka vatichivra. Tosis learns Ozel Sumka means that first there's blushing. Actually, it says that all the red drains away. It says blood drains away, and he goes, what, like murder? But Tosis knows even more than that. The blood comes, gathers together in preparation for draining. Who used to come from Eretz Yisrael very often. And every society has its hierarchy of values, in which like one thing is, oh yeah, everybody's got to be makban on that. You know, so over here, it's, let's say, some kind of chumra about chodesh, you know. Or galat. What about in Eretz Yisrael? What's the chumra in Eretz Yisrael? The thing they're most makban on is never to say anything that might cause a person to blush. Everybody goes to Gehenom except for three people. They don't even get in. What? Hakol Sakim? What do you mean everybody goes to Gehenom? No, I mean anyone who goes to Gehenom gets out. There's only three that don't get out. Now, actually, Tosis points out this is also not true. What it means over here is Yordim the Olim immediately. That's what it means. So that, as we see, Avram Avinu protects Bnei Yisrael. Anyone with a brit milah is protected. So these people are yordim, but they're immediately sent back up, so to speak. So there's three that are yordim, and they're not immediately sent back up. Now, there may be different dinim, Shemasar Chodesh, Shemasar, that already is different issues. So there's shlosha that are yordim vein olim v'elohim, haba al eshet ish, Hamalbin pnei chaveru berabim v'hamechaneh shem lechaveru. So somebody calls a friend by an insulting name. That means not the same thing. I mean, that's hainu malbin chaveru, no? So mechaneh hainu malbin? No, because you can get used to anything, including embarrassment. So there are names which dash means you've been hit so many times by this that you no longer react. It's not to say it doesn't matter, but it's no longer malbin pnei chaveru. It's just a continued sense of people think I'm a nothing because they call me this name. So if Afagav the Dash Bebishme, so you would say, okay, so then it's not included in Halbanat Panim because the guy no longer blushes. It's like everybody knows I'm a nothing. But that itself is the ultimate destruction of a personality. So, but it's a different quality. So Afagav the Dash Bebishme, there too, there's no way to be let off of Gainon. Omar Rabbi Barbachan Amrav Yochanan. In truth, it's Noach Lo La'adam. I'm going to talk about now the interrelationship of these issues. We said, Baal Eshet Ish goes to hell, and a Malbin Pnei Chaveru goes to hell. It's more kedai to be over on a Sofek Eshet Ish than to be over on Halbanat Panim. Where do we see that? We see that for the story of David. I mean, the Darash Rava points out, when David HaMelech talks about Ubitzal'i, some chuvenei Sofek. So Bitzali is a reference to my wife, right? That's my Vayiven et Hatzela. So Vayiven et Hatzela, it's a reference to Batsheva, you say. So when it comes to my wife, oh, are they happy. They gather around, Kor'u, they tear at my flesh, v'lo domu, it doesn't even bleed anymore. So Omer David, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Kolui v'yadua l'fanecha, you know that if they would stab me, after they embarrassed me like this, I've so blanched that lo ya damish shotet la'aretz. I wouldn't believe. That's how embarrassed I am. V'lo od. It's not stum. It's even they go out of their way in the most insane. In the middle of being Isaac in the Goyim v'Allah. So I ask you, does the Goyim and Allah have anything to do with Eishes Ish? Nothing to do with Eishes Ish. I walk into the Beit Midrash. They're in the middle of a sugya of Negoyim. And they say, David, we have a suffix about Abal Eishes Ish. What's the halacha? Mitato b'ma. So ani omer lahem, I'll tell you, mitato b'chenek. But yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. But the guy who asked the question, amal b'nei chaveru b'rabim, that ain't lo chelek l'olam haba. So you see from here, so, and why not call this not sofek eshes ish, v'vada eshes ish? Because obviously the situation with they're asking haba eshes ish, okay, but l'maisa, the level of the embarrassment here that we're talking about, is the story of Batsheva. Batsheva wasn't really an Eshet Ish. So we're calling her a Sofek Eshet Ish either because the get, the way Rashi always learns, the get that was given by Uriah Achiti was a get that was conditional on his getting killed in the war. But until he gets killed, it's as if it's a Sofek. Is he going to get killed? He's not going to get killed. I'm not sure we can make sure that he gets killed. But, okay, during this period, it's as if you're being bought a Sofek Eshet Ish. So that's one approach. The Rabbi Natan's approach always is that it's a Vadai get. And they didn't make it dependent on anything. Everybody gave an absolute get, because the reason we call it a Suffolk Yeshadish is because it was never publicized. Because we don't want people to be looking at my wife and say, hey, great opportunity, guys off to war. I always wanted this woman. Good thing she's a Grusha. They didn't publicize this interaction. So in that sense, since it's not public, it's as if, we don't mean literally a Suffolk Yeshadish. We mean, it looks like an Yeshadish, that kind of thing. So that is better to take than to be Malbim B'nei Chaver B'rat. Okay, again, this is in context of what do they mark it on? What are your values? A very telling description of current values. Oops, Chazara. Shomer chinam eino nishba v'raminu b'nei ha'ir sheshok v'etshikleihem v'nignevu o sha'avdu im mishini truma truma nishba'im legizborim. And they can't be applied to the future either. So it's not a problem. Even though it's hektish, we're talking about a nosir zachar askina, and when it says nishboyin, it means to get paid. So then the yakin nishboyin lekizborin. Who's paying them? Means nishboyin l'vnei ha'ir. In the presence of the Gizborim, Kekadol Nakshadino, or maybe Kekadol Nikolo Poshim, but it says Nigdevo Avdu Katanir Shomer Sachar is Chayiv in Geneva Vaveda. So I understand he's not going to have to pay because it's called a Hegdesh. Shachanam Yerushul Milom Shalamai. But I mean, certainly we're not going to pay him, our Graham Yomafsit. Omar Rabba Nigdevo means Belisti Mizunyan. Avdu means Shitavas Vinatobayam. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Omani Rabbi Shimani. And therefore nishbayin aleihem. Excuse me. That would only work for atshelo nitruma atruma. Once it's nitruma atruma, then it's kachim shein ochayav v'achrayotam ninu. And it still says over here that nishbayin, which would mean on hegdash. Tetanya tormin ala avud v'la gavoy v'la tid l'gavot. Elo amar Rabbi Elazar. The truth is, it's absolutely potter. Shlu ezu is only takadat chachamim. Shlo yu bnei adam mizalzalim beegdeshot. Nozi zacharenu mishalem. Rami the Rav Yosef Acham le Rabba. Tanan nozi zacharenu mishalem. Yet from me hasocheret apoel lishmat apora, meaning a pora aduma lishmat atinok of the tinokot of the por lishmat azraim for the omer. Or alternatively, the problem is the Shmarat Azraim, which is Karka. Ein not nimblo zachar Shabbat, v'lefichach ein achrayut Shabbat alav, he's not getting paid for achrayut. If he's being paid by the week, or Sker Chodesh, or Sker Shana, or by the 7 years, not nimblo zachar Shabbat, v'lefichach achrayut Shabbat alav. Now, what does that mean, achrayut Shabbat alav? Obviously, to pay, no? No. Lafsit schoro. So then he achrayut Shabbat alav, what does that mean? Lav sitz charo, he doesn't even have zakar Shabbat. That's the whole point. Vaktani einot in lo zakar Shabbat. Ishtik. Midish mi alchava. Amar lo yindi. Nochi amar sheshet b'shikanu miyado. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shikanu miyado. Rabbi Shimon amar kachim shekayav b'achrayotam yesh lemona. Sheino chayav b'achrayotam ein lemona. Tani tana kamid Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. Kachim shekayav b'achrayotam chayav. Shani korei b'hem b'ashem v'kichesh. Sheino chayav b'achrayotam patur, shani korei ben b'amitovi kichesh. I'm like, what the heck? Flappy liar. Ipcha mistabra. I'm like, so asme? I'm like, no. Halki koma. Koshim shechav b'achrayotam chayav text b'ashem kichesh. Meaning, dit rabu mi'ashem kichesh. Sheino chayav b'achrayotam patur, the text b'amitovi kichesh. Meaning, the amit mi'b'amitovi kichesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Mocher Sefer Torah Margalit Beima in Lema Ono'a. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Mocher Sefer Torah in La Ono'a. Lefi She'en Ketsu Damea. Beima Margalit in Lema Ono'a. Bidei Shadam Rotsi El Zavgan. Omlo Akol Adam Rotsi El Zavgan. Rabbi Yehuda Ani Chashiv Elai Vani Lo Chashiv Elai. Ve'ad Kam Omer Amir Ma'ad Kidei Demeyen. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betira Omer Afa Mocher Sus V'sayaf Chatatum Ba'milchama. Ein lehem ona'a, mipnei sheyesh behem chayi nefesh. Kishem she ona'a b'mekach u'mimta, kach ona'a b'devarim. Lo yomar lo b'kama chefet ze, v'uno rotze likach. Im haya b'al teshuva, lo yomar lo, zechor ma'asecha rishonim. Im u'ben gerim, lo yomar lo, zechor ma'ase avotecha. Shenema v'ger lo tone, v'lo techatzeno. Tan Rabbanan lo tonu reshitamito banat dvarim akatuv medaber ataomer banat dvarim hu eino ela ba'onaat mamon ki sheomer v'chitimkru mimkar lamitecha kano miyad lamitecha harei onaat mamon amur hama ani mekayem lo tonu reshitamito ba'onaat dvarim haketzad im haya ba'al teshuvah yomar lo zechor ma'aseich harishonim. Im haya ben gerim, al yomar lo zechor ma'aseh avotecha. Im haya ger o bal lilmod Torah, al yomar lo peshach ha'omevelot v'trefot, shekatzim v'remashim bal lilmod Torah, shenemra mipi ha'gevura. Im haya yisurin ba'in alav, v'vo yichalayin ba'in alav, v'kaveret banav, al yomar kedar shamru lo chaverav le'iov, halo yiratecha kislatecha, tikvatcha v'tom drachecha, zechor na miyuna ki avad. אם היו חמורים מבקשים תבואה ממנו, לא יאמר להם לוחץ הפלוני, שהוא מוכר תבואה ויודע בו שלא מוכר לעולם. רבי יהודה אומר, אף לא יתלה עיניו על המקח בשעה שאין לו דמים, שהרי הדבר מסור ללב, וכל דבר מסור ללב, ונדיד נאמר מו, ויראית מאלוקיך. אומר רבי יוחנן, משום רבי שמעון בר יוחאי גדול עונת דברים מעונת מעלון, שזה נאמר בו ויראית מאלוקיך, וזה לא נאמר בו ויראית מאלוקיך. רבי אלעזר אומר, זה בגופו, וזה בממונו. רבי שמעון בר נחמני אומר, זה ניתן להישבון, וזה לא ניתן להישבון. אותו ניתן לגבי רבי מנחם בייצר, כל המלבין פני חברו ברבים, כאילו שופך דמים. אומר לי, שפר כאמר, תחזין עלי, דאוזה סון קבעתי חברה. אומר לי, אבא אל רב דימי, במערב הבמאי זהירי, אומר לי, באחבורי פאפי. יאמר בחנינה, כל יורדים לגיהנום חוץ משלושה, הכל, צעק הביתה. אלא אם הכל היורדים לגיהנום עולים, חוץ משלושה, שיורדים ואין עולים immediately, the different dinner. אלוהים הבא לשת איש, מלבין פני חברו ברבים, והמכנה שם רע לחברו, מכנה, היינו מלבין, no, אף אגב דדש פי בשמי נזנוע על בנת פנים. אומר רבא ברבא חנו, אמר רבי יוחנן, נוח לו לאדם שיבוא על ספק אשת איש ועל יבין בני חברו ברבים. מנו לה? מן הדורש רוב, הדורש רוב. מה יתקיבו בצלעי? סמכו ונאספו. קוראו ולא דמו. אומר דוד לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, גלוי וידוע לפניך שאם היו מקרעים בשרי, לא היה דמי שוטט לארץ. לא עוד, אלא אפילו בשעה שעוסקים בנגעים ויעלות, ואומרים לי, דוד, הבא לשת איש מידתו במה? ואני אומר להם, מיתתו בחנק, ויש לו חלק לעולם הבא, אבל המלבין את החבר או ברבים, אין לו חלק לעולם הבא.